ESPN Radio.
Neil Young, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Game Day Live 99.9 The Fan. Bob the Blade Saturday. Well, all right. You know what I mean? That's one of the great rock albums, definitely. Rock, Rust Never Sleeps from Neil Young. Opening bumper comes from that album. Man, I still say album, and I always will until something more telling comes along. You don't know what to say. It's a new CD. It's a new download. It's a new album. Going with album because it's easiest. It's a new album. And happy to be here because otherwise I'd be on the ninth hole probably right now with Professor Jeff Joins and retired attorney Tom Ford over at Lonnie Pool Golf Course at NC State. And we'd probably have a fill-in fourth. It could be anybody. But I'd not be saying a word at this point because I'd be too angry. By the fourth or fifth hole, that's when it all starts. Why am I doing this again? The question, but why am I doing this again? You know, I get angry on the course and I have to shut up because I could ruin everyone's day by talking. I don't want to get in the way or ruin everyone else's beautiful Saturday. But, you know, that's where I am in my golf game. Joins and Ford are always happy out there. I don't know how they do it. They're always chipper and cheerful. Me, always irritated. I mean, I'm happy now. I'm way happier being here than playing golf. I will tell you that. I'm trying to quit. And I will quit one day. I quit smoking. I can quit golf. My name is Blade, and I'm a golfaholic. It's been 10 days since I've had a round. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired on a beautiful day on a beautiful golf course. You know, but think about it. 10 days is a record. Congratulations to me. Yay. Tiger Woods updated the Players Championship. Look, I'm just like the others. To me, I only care how Tiger Woods is doing. I'll say it. I don't care if Graham McDowell or Adam Scott is in the lead. I just don't care. I care how Tiger Woods is doing. You know, really, when I'm watching golf, I want to see Tiger Woods on that screen. Yes, because he's exciting and talented, but also because it's fun when he's playing poorly.
God, Tiger!
Freewood, trying to turn it around the corner.
Oh, Tiger!
Six, I meant to say.
God!
Tee the hole in the hole.
Tiger!
I don't think he's pleased.
See, it's fun when he's winning and it's fun when he's not. And I said this last week and I'll say it again. All those PGA guys, they're all chumps compared to him. Jim Furyk, Zach Johnson, Freddie, you know. They all wear these nice clothes and golf has become basically a reality show now because of Tiger Woods. You know that's true. And because of Tiger Woods, it's his on-field and his off-field antics, both of them. Just pure total entertainment, man. Side note, did you know that Tiger Woods' middle name is Tont? T-O-N-T. Eldrick Tont Woods. Lots of money is now available because of Tiger Woods. Let's take a quick look, shall we? Tiger Woods turned pro in 1997, in maybe late 96. But in 1997, the total PGA Tour purse was $70 million. And by 2007, it was $272 million. That's a percentage increase of 284%. I'm probably like you. I hate percentages, but that's a big number, 284%. That's all we know. So I believe that is what Tont has done for golf on TV. And, you know, inflation, all that. I don't think Phil Mickelson could ever do that, or Sergio can't do that. Freddie? Nope. Only Tiger Woods can do that, and that's why I say all the PGA Tour guys are just kind of, they're all chumps compared to him. They're playing on TV each Sunday. It's Saturday, too, now. Heck. Thursdays and Fridays, too. Now, that never used to be. I mean, they're going on diets to lose weight, wearing all these cool, free clothes and getting free golf equipment from sporting companies so we can see their, you know, names and logos on TV. But this year's PGA Tour purse is $279 million. That's just astounding. Mostly because of Tiger Woods. I-M-H-O. Hey, man, even your grandma loves Tiger Woods. Think about it.
ESPN Radio.
Oh, yeah! official station of Caniac Nation, WCMC HD1, Holly Springs, Raleigh-Durham, 99.9 The Fan.